How simple is salvation? All it says is what was never true is not true now and never will be. The impossible has not occurred and can have no effects, and that's all. Can this be hard to learn by anyone who wants it to be true? Only unwillingness to learn it could make such an easy lesson difficult. How hard is it to see that what is false cannot be true, and what is true cannot be false? You can no longer say that you perceive no differences in false and truth. You've been told exactly how to tell one from the other, and just what to do if you become confused. Why then do you persist in learning not such simple things? A Course in Miracles. I read you. Are you ready? I read you the first paragraph of the text of this unearthly Course in Miracles that indicated how simple is salvation, and our mutual rejection of it for a moment is very obvious. Shall I tell you why? In my individual revelation is the realization of a new time frame, which is the basis for the teaching of this course. Now, with that indication will come your realization how very simple salvation is, because it's an instantaneous discovery of the unreality of this sequence of time in a moment of revelation for which the mind training has made a continuing provision within your own idea of self-containment. So the final vision is going to be an indication that within your own faculty of space-time, and I'm speaking of you, right there, okay, is an idea of a renewal going on within the process of the form of aggregation of light in the universe that can show you, using this auspices, use me, within your own frame of mind, of an instant of communication that show us instantly that there is no world. So, what is salvation's keynote then? It begins with the fundamental admission, there you are right there, that when you came into this sequence of time with me in an idea of space-time and an idea of light, say to me, I brought myself with me. I see you did. I'm looking at the association of form by which you are identifying yourself individually and in the continuing process through the mind training, offering you another solution that is present with you right now. This is our Course in Miracles. It comes from my Savior and the Savior of this world, Jesus of Nazareth, who came to earth as a time traveler, demonstrated his and your capacity to leave instantly by not associating with your own forms of ideas about yourself that previously held you in the bondage of time. There. Now, you've captured me in your own mind, in what you think I am, in relationship with yourself and this continuum of time. If you let me into that faculty of your correspondence in space-time, you will begin to experience reassociations within your self-concept, very simply because the organization of your self-identity will begin to expand within the ratios that previously confronted you with your necessity to defend yourself in this time frame. the idea that you're trapped in a sequential association of ideas contained within your own mind. Say to me, I know who I am. Yes. And it's being confirmed each moment by everything you see around you. Yet in a very fundamental sense, you're not happy. I want to be happy, but I can't be happy till I make you happy, true. This would seem to indicate an idea that happiness, joy, a constancy of self-realization is being, are you ready, rather than having. Let's practice just for a moment the idea of your own location in body form, because this is the final vision. It will be impossible for you to watch the sequence of events that are going to go on in this 57 minutes and not undergo your own illumination, recognition that you've been in a dream of death with a newfound capacity to leave this world. Say to me, I can't have happiness. Yeah. Why would you want to have happiness if God is happiness and what everything is in the universe? Look with me, come on. You're in a body form. Your idea of what happiness is to be possessed with images or ideas about yourself that justify the aggregation of yourself in your own location in space-time. I have accumulated a lot of happiness. Of course, I'm surrounded by a lot of other pain and death, pain and loneliness. But as long as I can distinguish within my own mind what makes me happy and what makes me sad, I can live within that limited frame of my idea about myself until I'm obliterated by the unhappiness that will continue to surround me. That's crazy. I'm offering you the light of love and happiness. Are you ready? For no reason whatsoever. It would have to be true because all of your reasons for being here are to protect yourself from what appears to be the unhappiness that's out in the world. You set up an intense defense system where you live within the potential, the dark light of the idea of location in space-time, and separate yourself from what everything is. Say to me, I'm in a dream of death. Yeah. The vision that I'm offering you is contained within your dream. Yes, I am a figure in your dream. Yet somehow you don't seem to be able to place me within your conceptual identity of what you think I am in relationship to what you think you are. The fundamental teaching of this Course in Miracles is to increase your projected self-identity of yourself in relationship to where you think you are in space-time, so that you can see that time lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect on eternity. And you're reliving that moment at this time. I'm glad you came. I know you think that you're watching this video for a reason other than the truth of why you're watching it. That would be inevitable because you believe I am other than you. Since there is nothing other than you, everything you see is but reflecting your determination to justify your own separation. Listen to this. So I'm getting a reflection of my own ideas. What I see reflects a process in my mind, which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, my mind makes up an image of the things the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. Listen. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God, to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Little prayer, our Father, your ideas reflect the truth. Mine apart from yours but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflect, for yours and yours alone establish truth. Practice, I'm a reflection of your mind somewhere in space-time. This is very simple to ascertain conceptually if you make the fundamental admission that you're surrounded by ideas that you have about yourself and that in truth there isn't anything out there. Look with me. Everything that you're seeing in this world is only contained in your own idea about yourself. So everyone inhabits his own perspective of space-time based on the illusion of location. The fundamental idea that you can find yourself somewhere in space-time where you don't know where or who you are. The simple truth of the matter is, if you can indeed find yourself in space-time and locate yourself for a moment, you indeed will not know who you are, since the source of the entirety of your reality is all around you and continually extending eternally as a demonstration of your own creative capacity. What have you done? For just a moment, and this is the definition of time, you have located yourself within a parameter that appears to be separate from what everything is. Learning this Course in Miracles and arriving at the final vision, which is chapter 31, okay, is an indication you have at last come to a time and place. And I want you to say this with me, if you will, because this would obviously be the final vision. Huh? Let's look at the final vision together in a new place in space-time. Okay? And we can say together, our time is up. Say that to me. Your time is up. What happened? At that moment, at that single moment, in the location that you're in, is all of the time that will ever be in the only space that ever was. This Course in Miracles, come on, it's out in the world now, has taught you in a systematic way how to continually reassociate with what? Now. Where? Here. You listening to me? The only time that you will ever really be happy is here and now. Watch the way your mind works. Shall I show you in correspondence how this works for a second? I got you. I'll be right there. I found happiness. I'm going to carry it with me over to... Oh. What is all this unhappiness that's outside of me? I better protect myself in the images that I found that demonstrates my capacity to possess the things that I love. Okay? Now, what I've forgotten is that where I was over here, I found happiness. Okay? I travailed in space-time to a new location, all right, where I did not find the happiness that I previously had in my own association. You listening to me? Can you hear me? Objective identities. If you search for happiness or ideas about yourself objectively, they will represent both love and hate and pain and loneliness and death that you have rejected in your own mind. So you'll live in a parameter of space-time where it is necessary for you to continue to make adjustments of correspondences, of reflections of your own conceptual self. Chapter 31, the final vision, is going to remind you that the difficulty you encounter with this Course in Miracles is very simply that the concept that you hold about yourself in this idea, there you did it. Watch, now time will pass. Watch this time. Okay, watch this space. There you are. Oh, all right. How much space and time passed coming from over here to here? You want to share this with me? All of the space and time there will ever be. Look at me. What can we say about your previous location? Huh? You keep looking back at it within your own mind because you found some happiness over here, all right? And by remembering that it was over there, you sequence associations of the correspondence of time within your own mind, and you call it sequential time or a place in time that is going on despite your own efforts to find solutions within the problem. Watch what happens when you do that. Okay, since you have subtracted the entirety of the necessity for your own conversion within your own thought forms, you will believe that your peace and happiness can be found objectively in that location. So you begin to compare what? Now, what happened to you? You're not comparing your own self with your own self, which is where the totality of you lies. Instead, you're comparing another place in time with another place in time, representing a sequentiality of associations of time that are always over and gone in your own mind. You listen with me. This is the final vision, okay? Your old thoughts of pain and death have caught up to you. And instead of trying to project them into the future in order to determine an outcome that will justify your location in time, you have established in a holy instant a new parameter of time that is giving you glimpses, look, of before time was and after it's over. What have we done together? Shortened time. I looked at the pain and loneliness and death and fear that's going on in this world in an intentional demonstration of obliviation. It's a basic idea that in the cycle of time you're in, you come into this parameter of objective association. You live within an idea of longevity based on a correspondence of slow time and are annihilated. What are we going to perform in this final vision? All right? Here, now you take yourself with me here, with us together, so that when I move to this location, we will remember each other with our minds rather than with our objective association. Could you do that better? Look at me. You're bringing this world with you wherever you go. You're surrounded by ideas about yourself that have dimmed your vision of the power of creative reality that is inherent in you as a human consciousness. You find moments of the right time, and you seem to be still in the wrong place. I want to apologize to you as your own awakened mind for the moment, okay, where the time of your terror took the place of love. It was a, what we would call an accidental displacement. Just for that moment, and I'm speaking directly to you now within your own dream, everywhere you looked, your time was proper, but your space needed to be adjusted. I'm in a location in your final vision where time and space have both been adjusted so you can look at yourself in a new fabric of light. Okay? There you did it. That will perfectly heal your body association with yourself, because the minds with which we are accumulating efforts to represent ourselves as true in a real relationship, are you listening to me, have nothing to do with our bodies at all. The body that the old man, they call me the master teacher, the body that the old man is offering you at this moment is in a parameter of space-time undergoing a continuing conversion of light form. Okay? Practice your new vision. I'm not a body. Excellent. All that really occurred was you were carrying with you another moment of space-time that represented the entirety of the conversion of the illusion that you were in space-time at all. You listening to me? That's a miracle. Shall I tell you what a miracle is? Counter-illusion. It's the idea that you could locate yourself in space-time as a fracturedism within sequential time and gather data in past and in the future and represent a particleization that was never whole and is not whole now. My answer to your illusion in your displacement is to offer you the entirety of the illusion. That is, the idea that you are separated from God. At that instant, you will collapse into an intensity, you call it a black hole, or the idea of potential based on dark light in a massive non-location that will immediately become everything that is. This Course in Miracles in the Mind Training has begun to work with you, and you began to practice, my meaningless thoughts are showing me a meaningless world. Above all else, I want to see differently. Lord, help me find a new way where I can escape from the despondency I'm feeling in this time. I find happiness. I attempt to share it. I possess it. We exchange ideas of happiness together and then lose the things that we love. Practice? You can't lose. Did you see that? Loss is the idea of something past. I watched all the suffering and ideas of justification for the chaos that's going in this world. You gather where you lose the things you love, and you love to lament at their loss, because the organization of your conceptual self is based on loss. And I'm going to threaten you right now. I'm in a sequence of time with you, threatening you with eternal life. This is from my Savior, Jesus Christ, who resurrected and is offering you at this time, in this space location, your own resurrection, which if you let all of those who are now operating within this new light factor of a continuum of time represent a new determination in your mind, we can be present in this place of pain and death. Observe each other in moments of the power of love through forgiveness to recognize the certainty that we are the entirety of all there is or will ever be in all of the universe. So what I'm sharing with you is being happy. And being is what happiness and love is. but it does require an act of laying down the defenses of a perimeter of protection within your own mind that has previously justified the idea that you're separate from what everything is. This is a new vision. This is a final vision. Our first 27 minutes are up here, and I'll be back in just a moment. What we're going to do in this next 27-minute sequence is actually begin to practice what I see has begun to happen to you in this new idea about yourself, with a simple admission that you are indeed responsible for what you're seeing and are getting the result of your own mind, including me, even though in this parameter you may not like the result of your own mind that I am offering you as an inevitable final vision within your idea of separation. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go. God is a mind with which we're thinking at this time. I'll see you in a moment. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. Let's look at it this way. If I'm offering you a final vision, the end of the world, the end of this time frame, all right, it's going to have to be here and now, or certainly within the sequence of time that I intend to represent to you by speeding up your associations of lateral time and demonstrating to you that surrounding us is the light and love that will allow us to escape the bondage of our own conceptual thought forms. To whom am I speaking? To you. Did you think that I was talking to someone else? Little trust in the idea of this teaching. There is only one self. You are perfect and whole as you were created by our created source, God. And about that, you have absolutely nothing to say. Nothing. I'm within your parameter of space-time, which is a replication of your idea of what creation is. In separation from the entirety of your source of reality, showing you that at any single instant you can convert your relationship with self-identity that represents space-time to a self-identity that will create eternally. Here's the problem you have. There's no distance between them. And the reason there is no distance is there's no such thing as distance. Look with me at this. Those of you who were attracted to the true story, which was a fundamental reminder of everything that I'm teaching, all right, look at me. Here we are together. There you are. Here I am. I'm going to demonstrate to you a new way that you can look at yourself, all right, in association with what seems to be this world, by demonstrating to you an innate capacity of a new recognition of yourself that's inherent in you. There's a fundamental admission connected with it that you can either be joyous about or fearful and revengeful about. But the fact of the matter is, I just apologize to you for the displacement that you appear to be in. I can do nothing but that because I can be nothing but an adjudicator and adjuster. Okay, a reassociation within your own mind. This is from my Savior Jesus, who says sin is off the mark. Just momentarily, within the frame of time, you are just missing. I'll help you adjust that, if you'll let me. Look, let's practice again. I'm not a body. I'm free. I'm still as God created me. Say to me, everything is in my mind. Yeah. I notice you're still letting the world tell you who you are. Did you forget? The world is a projection of your own mind, giving you back within your parameter of mind exactly what you want to, you ready, or don't want to hear. It's very important that you see with me and recognize the fundamental premise of this teaching. You ready? Say to me, everything is an idea. I've got an idea. Let's take a new look at the possibility that time is not sequential. There, that was excellent. What you did at that moment was begin to employ the power that's inherent in you. Ready? Before time was and after it's over. That's the instant that we're representing to each other. Look quickly a little bit about our true story of how we came here and what actually happened. Listen. Into eternity, where all is one, there crept a tiny mad idea at which the Son of God remembered not to laugh. Look, in his forgetting did the thought become a serious idea and possible of both accomplishment and real effects. Together, we can laugh them both away, and look, we can remember that time cannot intrude upon eternity. It's a joke to think that time can come to circumvent eternity, which means there is no time. Watch me with this, okay? I'm laughing at you a little bit because I'm looking at your circumvention. You're surrounding yourselves with an idea of a continuing process of an instant of time that justifies an event horizon in which you're trapped in space-time. Yet the entirety of your circumvention cannot not contain all there is in the universe. Yet you continue to demonstrate a location based on the power of your mind to retain a single moment of devastation at which you, what? Forgot to laugh. You're the joke of the universe. I'm offering you my empathy and sympathy because I'm sharing your guilt for a moment in order to give you the solution. All you'd have to do with me, brother human, is look out into the universe and see the manner in which you define your own circumscription in the idea of 10 million stars in the galaxy, or 100 billion galaxies, or densities a trillion times greater than our formulation, rarities with no matter at all, all of it being represented within your own parameter of yourself that doesn't let you see the instantaneous communication that is possible anywhere in space-time. Just a little bit more about the cosmic joke. No one asleep and dreaming in the world remembers his attack upon who? Himself. No one believes there really was a time when he knew nothing of a body and could never have conceived this world is real. He would have seen at once that this idea is one illusion, too ridiculous for anything but to be laughed away. How serious they now appear to be. You look, listen. No one can remember when they would have met with laughter and with disbelief. Look, we can remember this if we but look directly at their cause, and we will see grounds for laughter, not a cause for fear at all. Here's the entire cause of your devastation. Okay, you have held it off from yourself for fear of the loss of the protective devices that represent what you think you are. Many of us now, within our parameter of self-identity, have made high admissions of the collapse of the circumstances of our determination to justify ourselves as separate from what everything is. They are moments of devastation that are inevitably contained within our mind, because in truth, they represent the single moment of the entirety of the collapse of the universe into an infinitesimal association of infinite mass, which immediately expanded out in the universe to everything that is. The true story. Listen. Time lasted but an instant in your mind with no effect upon eternity. And so as all time passed and everything exactly as it was before the weight of nothingness was made, the tiny tick of time in which the first mistake was made, and all of them within the first mistake held also the correction for that one, and all of them that came within the first. And in that tiny instant, time was gone, for that was all it ever was. What God gave answer to is answered and is gone. You're surrounded. Could you come with me with this? I'm reading the true story. You're surrounded with what we would term unholy instances. Since you were afraid of the entirety of the instance of your correspondence of mass or density, you began to, I'm getting it, stand by. You begin to divide your own density up. It's called particleization within the universe. And every particle that you look at out in the universe justifies a piece of the mass of your own association within the black hole. Yet you'll notice that within the quantum idea, when you attempt to locate the piece out there in time, it will dissolve by the power of your mind. Fortunately for you, you have set up a parameter of matter, we call it dark matter, that allows you, when you catch glimpses of a point out in time that actually represents your entirety, you keep it separate from yourself. You place it in your old associations, all right, and live within a frame of time that demonstrates your continuing separation. What has this course taught you to do? In the moment of relaxing your defenses of the power of the concepts of your own mind, all of space-time occurs. All right? When you return to this frame of reference, you are further along in time than you would have been had you decided to let a future objective association represent your past association. This is how we're going to travel to the stars. I think you call it warp speed. It's not really in regard to the distance you're traveling, but to the time that it takes. This Course in Miracles, through my process of illumination, is showing you that time is only going to last for a moment in your own mind, no matter how you organize it. Listen. Each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds, You but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. What happens? You die each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and present, which is actually not a gap at all. Look, such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again, a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived, and all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Let's demonstrate together the idea of the relativity of time just for a moment. I'm curious to see whether you can do it. The revitalization of my mind has given me a perspective concerning my body form that you recognize as a human being with an instant's capacity to rejuvenate, regenerate, re-identify myself in a space-time location. Say to me, you must be the savior of the world. Well, of course. I'm also demonstrating to you, through my Savior, resurrected Jesus Christ, that your individual Savior of the world is standing next to you at this time. Yet you possess the capacity to deny him because of the fear of your loss of your own sequential time. The reason that I'm laughing at you and all of the Course in Miracles teachers who have come into this new perspective of time are laughing is because they look at your fear of the simplicity of the here and now. Can you see that with me? The only possible thing that you could be afraid of is a happening that lasted but a moment in your own mind. Now, we have used this mind training even though you're afraid of what it's about to reveal. Good. There was another one. There's another one. You remember this. If all of the particle wave identity out there actually represents the creative idea of light of the mind of God, we call it, any conversion of particleization at any moment can represent the wholeness of your entire conversion if you let it. That's why the organization of my mind as master teacher doesn't suffer sickness. I don't get old and I don't die. And the reason that I don't and the reason that I am offering you is it's possible for you to live in this moment of instant reassociation within time, so that you can live and die in this moment. Rather than taking an idea of death based on your own associations, projecting it into the future, and protecting yourself from the inevitability of death, you learn to die now. Is it a moment of devastation? It's the only real moment of devastation there is. In the Christian tradition, we call this resurrection. Okay, can you see that with me? Transfiguration in the New Testament was Jesus' body reassociation of light energy when the Holy Spirit said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." Resurrection is the conversion both of the idea of time and the idea of space. I'm representing to you, through this mind training, a miracle of an instant availability of the wholeness of you. This is a true story about you and the manner in which your time cycle can be readjusted. Listen. The present is before time was and will be when time is no more. In it are all things that are eternal, and they are one. Their continuity is timeless, and their communication is unbroken, for they are not separated by the past. Only the past can separate, and it is nowhere. Welcome to the real here and now. Thank you. Welcome to the here and now. Yeah, that's what I meant. Let's take a few moments now. Our time seems to pass very rapidly when I come back into time, which I'm doing right now with you if you let me, okay, and attempt to speed up our associations with each other. The reason that is true is there isn't any question you are in this parameter of time where you are recognizing me within your own frame. Okay, do you know who I am? Look, it's impossible you don't know who I am. Each individual consciousness peoples his own containment of a dream with those who identify himself with himself. Say to me, you mean I'm only meeting myself? Yeah. I'm a figure within your own mind that represents our correspondence in space-time. You are about to employ your judgment about who you think I am in order to justify your judgment about yourself, neither of which are true. Could you see that with me? Your judgment about who you are in relationship with the figures within your own dream are exactly as meaningless as all of the other associations that you have peopled or have peopled themselves in ideas of self-containment within space-time. Yet you listen to me. Each one of them individually represents the entirety of the nature of conversion. What you've been afraid of in my teaching, and this of course is from Master Jesus, is the immediacy of salvation based on the momentary loss of your own judgment capacity. All of this, of course, is very biblical. As you judge, you will be judged. As you think, you will get the result of your own thinking. Because as we just talked about in this time, time is going around and coming back to exactly the same place at which it started. If I get to do another hour, and I'm going to check, I'll be leaving a minute, I'm going out of time. If I get to do another hour, I believe there's a science article that concerns itself with the immediacy of salvation based on continuing replications of space-time that in reality loop around on themselves, so that you can see that you're always coming back and ending up exactly where you started. And in the process of that long journey in time, you accumulate evidence so that when you return to the place where you started, you are continually justified in another search. Now, here you are watching this video somewhere in space-time. And I've got you just for a moment to pause in your idea about yourself through the mind training of a course that has led you to some new conclusions about yourself in space-time. Does it include the rejection of the world? Not of the world that you perceive out there, but in your certainty that in your individual rejection of who you have been told by the world you are, you can realize a new you that is emerging in a new space and time based on the enlightenment of the power of mind that cannot not be with you in this time and place. So all of space-time is a replication of eternal life that's going on all around us at this time. And we've come together in what we're going to term a final vision. Look with me. It's impossible that you're going to fail at this. Turn and look at the one next to you. Will you do that with me? Huh? There, that was good. Well, I gotcha. Hey? Okay. Very fundamentally, in the revision of yourself, the individual standing next to you is you. The problem you have when I teach you about forgiveness is you identify him as separate from you and then attempt to solve the problem of your separation by making a fundamental admission that the responsibility is only yours. Yes, I will come back into this parameter with your permission. This last 57 minutes somehow was misplaced. This is a very ancient time when you are going to remember the appearance of the old man, me, right, in order to accumulate within this parameter of time, right, the 50,000-year cycle that you've been utilizing to justify your own longevity. Listen, time is not sequential unless you force sequentiality on it. You can do so, but only if you want to retain the illusion of your own self-identity. This is the final vision. This is the end of your individual time cycle. And I mean you, not the parameter of the world, not the matrix of energy of light form that you pretend to operate in. You individually, that'll give you the freedom of journeying beyond this parameter of consciousness. We'll join together in the reclamation of the single mistake that was over the moment that it happened. I'll see you in just a moment. I'll do one more hour. Look with me with this. God goes with us wherever we go because God is the mind with which we're thinking and sharing at this moment. Right. Let's say it together. God bless us, each and every one, in a merger of our minds. It's a miracle.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. This can't be my room.
Yes, sir. Suite number 58, sir.
58? That's an awful big number for a birdcage this size. Wouldn't it be simpler if you just put the stateroom in the trunk? Say, who is responsible for installing me in this telephone booth?
Mr. Gottlieb picked it up for you, sir.
Gottlieb, eh? Well, that's awfully decent of him. Awfully decent. Did he pick out the whole room or just the porthole?
I'm sure you'll find it very cozy, sir.
Cozy? Cozy is hardly the word for it.
Anything else, sir?
Yes, tomorrow you can take the trunk out and I'll go in.
Yes, sir.
Stuart! Stuart! Stu!
Yes, sir.
I say, Stu.
Yes, sir.
What do we got for dinner?
Anything you like, sir. You might have some tomato juice, orange juice, grape juice, pineapple juice.
Hey, turn off the juice before I get electrocuted. All right, let me have one of each. And two fried eggs, two poached eggs, two scrambled eggs, and two medium-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. And some roast beef, rare, medium, well done, and overdone.
And two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. And eight pieces of French pastry.
This two hard-boiled eggs.
And two hard-boiled eggs. Make that three hard-boiled eggs. And one duck egg. Have you got any stewed prunes?
Yes, sir.
Well, give him some black coffee. That'll sober him up.
And 2 hard-boiled eggs.
And 2 hard-boiled eggs. It's either foggy out or make that 12 more hard-boiled eggs. And Stuart, rush that along, because the faster it comes, the faster this convention will be over.
Yes, sir.
Do they allow tipping on the boat?
Oh, yes, sir.
Have you got 2 fives?
Yes, sir.
Well, then you won't need the 10 cents I was going to give you. Well, that's fine. If that steward is deaf and dumb, he'll never know you're in here.
Oh, sure, that's all right.
Yes?
We've come to make up your room.
Are those my hard-boiled eggs?
I can't tell until they get in the room. Come on in, girls, and leave all hope behind. But you've got to work fast, because you've got to get out in 10 minutes.
Hey, Tomato, wake up, or they're going to fix the bed.
Say, I'd like 2 pillows on that bed there, huh?
All right, bring me.
Say, there's a slight misunderstanding here. I said the girls had to work fast, not your friend.
He's still asleep.
You know, he does better asleep than I do awake.
Yeah, he always sleeps that way. Now he's half asleep.
Yes, he's half asleep and half Nelson.
All right, come on.
Yes? Come on. I'm the engineer.
Come on.
Came to turn off the heat. Well, you can start right in on him.
Wake up, Tommaso. Tommaso, we're going to eat soon.
You know, if it wasn't for Gottlieb, I wouldn't have got this room. Just hold him there a second. Yes?
Did you want a manicure?
No, come on in. I hadn't planned on a manicure, but I think on a journey like this, you ought to have every convenience you can get. Hey, listen, I'm getting the manicure. Get out of here, will you?
Did you want your nails long or short?
You better make them short. It's getting kind of crowded in here. I don't know. This isn't the way I pictured an ocean voyage. I always visualized myself sitting in a steamer chair with a steward bringing me bouillon.
Come on, Ricardo.
You couldn't get any bouillon in here unless they brought it in through a keyhole.
I'm the engineer's assistant.
You know, I had a premonition you were going to show up. The engineer's right over there in the corner. You can chop your way right through. Say, is it my imagination or is it getting crowded here?
Well, I got plenty of room.
Yes?
Minnie in here?
Well, you can come in and prowl around if you want to. If she isn't in here, you can probably find somebody just as good.
Well, could I use your phone?
Use the phone? I'll lay even money. You can't get in the room.
How do you do?
This boat will be in New York before you can get to that phone.
I came to mop up.
Just the woman I'm looking for. Come right ahead.
Hello?
You'll have to start on the ceiling. It's the only place that isn't being occupied.
You can clean my shoes if you want.
I'll do it.
Tell Aunt Minnie to send up a bigger room, too, will you?
Stuart?
Ah, come right ahead.
Hey, Tommaso, the food!
Been waiting all
afternoon.
Here comes
the food.